Well, hello, Morning Star Travelers. Welcome to a new episode. It's going to be two episodes in one. First, the Lord gave me a word about murmurers. Murmurers are people who are constantly complaining, mostly about their government. The other message, I'll have both of them on the website, is the cure for the plague. They're kind of intertwined. So the Lord spoke this word to me, early on. He said he was going to make a distinction, a division between his people, who are his people and who are not his people. And so our main message is coming from Numbers chapter 16. You're going to have to read it. I'm not reading it. I'll have an outline for you. But what goes on there is a bunch of well-renowned people come up against the leadership of their nation that God had ordained, and they're provoking God by complaining about their leadership. They want to overthrow it. They don't like it. So they come against Moses and Aaron and say, who do you people think you are? We're done with you. We're going to take you down. What happens? Well, this is provoking God because he's the one that put up this leadership. So you've provoked God when you try to take down his government. He said to Moses and Aaron, separate yourself from those people because I'm taking them down to the pit quick. Supernatural things are about to happen in this nation because God has been provoked. His government that he ordained is being provoked. You're provoking God when you try to take down his government. So he said, separate yourself from those provokers because I'm taking them out. Supernatural things are about to happen. People are about to disappear who have provoked God. The next phrase was, after this happens, the rest of the nation is still murmuring and complaining about their leadership, about their government, and what happened to the people who are complaining about their government is the plague comes on them. You'll have to read it to believe it, but this is what's going on. So Moses and Aaron had to still the plague by interceding with the atonement, which is where we're at now. What is the atonement? What is the blood of the everlasting covenant that Jesus already paid for? Well, my other scripture that I wanted to read you is, there's several scriptures like this, but I'll read the one in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10:10. It says, neither murmur ye, as some of them murmured and were destroyed by the destroyers. The murmurers are getting destroyed because the destroyers are the ones that brought about the plague. The destroyers are the ones that are passing over Egypt, loosing out all kinds of plagues. And that's who Jesus destroyed 2,000 years ago. Jesus got rid of the destroyers. He made a show of them, triumphing over them and just delivering us from any and every plague they could ever put on this planet. So the destroyers passed over the planet at the end of 2019 and loosed a plague and declared war on the human race. That's what happened. So until you learn how to stand on the victory that Jesus already got for us that overrides any and all plagues. So communion is the antidote to the virus. But let's not call it communion. It's called the Lord's Passover. Jesus enacted for everyone the Passover lamb. The blood and body of Jesus Christ is the cure for any and all plagues. And if everyone was to come together and have a day of rehearsing that, or a national day of communion, the Lord told me the plague would vanish just like that. So let's celebrate this Christmas season the victory that overcometh the world of what our God has already done for us. partake, if you want to call it communion, of his sacrifice and remind any and every one of your friends and relatives. Jesus paid for the plague, all curses, all plagues for all time. He already did away with them, and that if you enact that in your life, the plague is going to vanish. So thank you, Jesus, for blessing our listeners with the faith to receive all that you've already done for us, Lord. We agree that you already destroyed the destroyers that passed over. You already paid for this plague. And we thank you, Lord, that you already made a way for it to vanish and to restore whatever leadership you want, because you're our lawgiver. You're the one putting down one and setting up another. So we thank you, Jesus, for your victory and enabling us to stand and walk in it. So thank you, Jesus. So friends, if you need prayer, call the prayer line and just start rehearsing that victory. And who knows what's going to happen next, but look up, our redemption draws nigh. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.